We have a short reading from Luke today, but it's not a short message, I'm afraid. Luke 23, verse 26. Luke 23, verse 26. As they led Jesus away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. Will you shoulder the cross of Jesus? Will you take upon your own shoulder the burden, a little bit, a small portion of the burden that our Master bore for you? Will you, like Simon, help Jesus to carry the cross to Golgotha? In Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus says, "If anyone wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Are you willing, my brothers and sisters, to do this? What would it mean for us here today to take up our cross? How would it change or affect our personal lives, our families, and our churches? I submit to you that if we were willing to carry the cross with and for Jesus, it would change absolutely everything. It would change our personal lives, it would change our family lives, and it would change our church lives. It would change every aspect of our living if we would, like Simon, accept the burden and place it on our shoulders and carry it following Jesus. That's what we're going to look at today. On the way of the cross, the next two stations are carrying the cross of Jesus ourselves and serving and helping our Lord and Savior by helping each other. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living, for we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. The first station on the way of the cross is Jesus, the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, God incarnate in human flesh, being judged with the judgment that we deserve. Receiving the judgment that you and I deserve. This Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, God incarnate in human flesh, then takes up his cross and begins the journey up Golgotha to be crucified, to die for our sins, for our fighting, for our disputes, for our disagreements, for our warring together. Jesus takes the penalty we deserve, the judgment that we merit, then takes the cross and begins his journey. Continuing along the way of the cross, Jesus, in the next station, stumbles. Stumbles, reflecting the fact that he is human. Stumbles, reflecting the fact that he is, just like you and me, human. He is God. He is God incarnate in human flesh. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And the way and the truth and the life, God incarnate in human flesh, is nevertheless human flesh, who shares our experience of pain and exhaustion and stumbles, just as we do on that way. And because he stumbles not once, not twice, but three times on the way of the cross, the soldiers take a man who's been visiting. He's come to Jerusalem for the Passover, who has come and he is watching as Jesus is on his journey up Golgotha, and they take him and they take the cross and they put it on his shoulder so that he can follow behind Jesus. This step on the way to the cross is one that, frankly, we would rather not see. We would rather not pay attention to. We would rather not recognize. Good, it's up there. We would rather not accept that we are called to participate in carrying the cross. And yet Jesus' own words said that if you're not willing to take up your cross and follow him, you can't be his disciple. Now, there's no indication that Simon had been an apostle or a disciple before this moment. He was selected out of the crowd. He was selected against his own will, apparently. He was selected and forced to take the cross on his own shoulder because Jesus apparently couldn't carry it any further. And this tells us that we also are chosen, selected, sometimes against our own will, chosen and selected, oftentimes when we least desire it, chosen and selected to take up the cross that Christ bears for us and for others and carry it. The second banner today on the way to the cross, which is station number 6, is entitled Veronica Wipes the Face of Jesus. Now, as in the stations where Jesus falls, so also here we have what amounts to an extra-biblical, a non-biblical station. But it reflects some great old traditions of the church. Saint Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. It refers to an act of kindness and charity toward Christ. There is a relic which was venerated as early as the 10th century AD at St. Peter's in Rome. And it's said to have had the image of Christ's face on it. You've all seen pictures of the Shroud of Turin, which shows the whole body of Jesus, front and back, including his face. Well, it was believed that there was also a cloth, very similar to the Shroud of Turin, which contained on it the image of Jesus, which was obtained by the woman who had a hemorrhage coming up to him on the way to the cross and wiping his face with it. Now, the cloth still exists, but the image is no longer visible. But the woman was named Veronica because the word vera icon, meaning true image, was slurred by people when they spoke about it. Could you advance it? You can see it on the cloth there. You can see the image of his face. It's all, you can see it over here as well. And Veronica, the name Veronica, comes from the two words in Latin, vera icon, meaning true image. And it was slurred together, Veronica. The story is that this was the woman who had the hemorrhage, and she wiped Jesus' face on the way up Golgotha and carried that image with her the rest of her life. Now, on the way to the cross, we are told that we too must shoulder the burden of the cross. And we're also told on the way to the cross that we must take the image, the true image of God, the image of his love for us, the message of his love and presence with us, and share it with all the world. That's the meaning of that portion of the story. It's not biblical. It's part of tradition. But it's nevertheless true. We are called to take the true image, the vera icon, the Veronica, if you will. We are called to take the true image of the love of God for the world, the true image which caused Christ to go up Golgotha and be crucified for us, the true image of the love of God. We are called to take it and share it with the world. These two stations on the way of the cross, taking up the cross of Christ ourselves, and then taking the image of Christ and sharing it with the world, are two important steps, two very important steps on the way to our own recognition of forgiveness. And if we would take up the cross, if we would truly take up the cross of Christ, shoulder that burden, and take the true image of Christ, the love of God to others that we meet in the pews and others that we meet outside this building, if we would take that love to others, we would change our personal lives, our family lives, and our church's life. Let's take that a step at a time. Our personal lives. What would it mean for you? What would it mean for me? What would it mean for us to take, to shoulder, to lift up the burden that Christ is bearing? We can't die for the sins of the whole world. We can't die for anyone else's sins. We could only die for our own. So we're not talking about taking away from Christ here. We're talking about helping and assisting on the road as Simon did. What would it mean for us to shoulder part of that burden? What would it mean for our spiritual walk to recognize that the sins of another we can help carry? The sins of another we can shoulder and help carry. What would it mean for us individually to recognize that in carrying the cross of Christ and feeling the blood that had spilt from the stripes on his back and dribbled from the holes in his head made by the crown of thorns onto the cross and feeling it onto us, what would it mean for us to shoulder that burden and feel that blood on our very brow? What would it mean for us personally? What would it mean for you personally to carry that cross? I am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that it would mean an end to hatred, estrangement, division, quarreling, pain, fear. I am convinced it would mean an end to all of the evils that we see in this world that impact our personal living and our spiritual lives, that divide us, sister from brother, family from family, church from church, nation from nation. If we all could carry, in the role of Simon, the cross of Christ, if we all could carry, in the role of Veronica, the image of the love of Christ, if we all could do these things, carry the cross and carry the image, our spiritual lives would be transformed by the love of the very act. And changing of our spiritual lives personally would also change our family lives. Broken families could be healed. Families that do not communicate, if they bore each other's burdens on their own backs, they would communicate. I speak from personal experience. One of the biggest problems that I have with my brother, whom I love dearly, is the fact that it's nearly impossible to talk with him. He does not like to communicate unless it's over the phone and he has four beers in him. I love my brother, but if only we could communicate, it would be so much easier to bear one another's burdens. And I know he has great burdens, and he needs help with them. In our own families, we all know that there are great burdens. Our sisters, our brothers, our mothers, our fathers our grandparents, our children. We know that there are great burdens in our families. And if we would be willing to shoulder the cross of Jesus, if we would be willing to share the true image of the love of Christ with others and with our own family members, it would mean a complete radical change in how our families live. It'd also change the nature of our churches. It would change the nature of this church if we could bear the cross that others are bearing too. If we could bear the cross of Christ, if we could bear the sins of our brothers and sisters seated next to us in the pews, if we could bear those sins on our backs as Christ drug that cross up Golgotha, if we could help him a little bit on the way up that hill, it would heal so many divisions. It would bring a coming together in recognition that none of us make the journey alone. And only by the grace of God, only by the unearned, unmerited favor of God, can we know the salvation that he has for us from the cross. None of us deserves it. We cannot merit it. Carrying the cross for Jesus a short distance does not earn us salvation, but it does give us an insight into the pain that others suffer and in the pain that we have caused others by our refusal to forgive and by the pain that others have shoved on us through their sins, their misspoken words and deeds. If we could only give them up to Jesus on the cross, they would never plague us again. If we could only bear the cross on our back for just a few steps to see just a little bit of what he bore for you and me, we would understand that he has taken it all on himself. It would change this church to realize that we, all of us, are called to bear the cross of Christ, to bear the weight of this family of God, to bear the weight of the ceiling and the rafters and the walls and the windows. We are called to bear the faith of Christ outside those tattered doors and into a world that needs to hear the gospel, the good news of forgiveness, the good news of salvation. I was watching TV this past weekend. Dangerous thing to do. Watching, listening. And I was amazed at one of the reporters who was at one of the briefings at the Pentagon, and she was saying, "Where's the shock and awe we were expecting? Where's the bombing we were expecting? You told us that there would be bombing and bombing and bombing like we'd never seen before. Where is it?" And I thought to myself, my Lord have mercy, she wants to see blood and gore. She sounded like she was disappointed that she didn't get to see explosions and hundreds of people dead and rubble in a city. And I was thanking God. I was thanking God that we hadn't seen it up to that point. That there were other things going on. This world needs to hear the gospel message of Jesus. This world needs to hear that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, which goes beyond our ability to even create, is the answer for its problems. This world needs to hear that if we would all of us shoulder the cross of Christ and share the true image of Christ with others, there would be no need for war, no need for pain, no need for hunger, no need for estrangement, no need for division, no need for any of this. "But Greg, there are evil people in the world." Yes, I know. And sometimes we do what we have to do. But in the midst of that, we must recognize that if we can only carry that cross of Jesus for two steps, and if we can only carry that image of Christ for 1,000 years or more, the world will be changed and transformed. The church will be changed and transformed. Our families will be changed and transformed, and our living will be changed and transformed. If only we will, like Simon, carry the cross. If only we, like Veronica, will share the true image of Jesus with others, we can change this hurting, war-split world. As we pray for the troops this week, as we pray for our leaders, as we pray for the Iraqi people, as we pray for everybody in harm's way, as we pray for peace, as we pray for justice, as we pray for righteousness in this nation and across the world, let us take up the cross and go a few steps at least, following Jesus up Golgotha's hill, recognizing that as we do so, we will share with everyone the true image of Jesus, who died for everyone's sins. Your sins, my sins, the sins of Saddam Hussein, the sins of George W. Bush, the sins of every human being who has ever lived or who will ever live. He died for all of us, friends, and we are called to carry that cross and shoulder that burden and share that true image of Jesus, the love of God for the people of the world, with everyone whom we meet. Share the grace and the love and the true image of Jesus with those you meet today and tomorrow and throughout the week. Allow the grace of God to move through and transform your living, your families, your churches, and this hurting world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and let the people of God say, Amen. Amen.